Let all loyal subjects rejoice now, amain, and pray for King William's long prosperous reign, who does to his people all favor extend, and will not be wanting our rights to defend. The nation he never designs to oppress, the taxes most grievous he strives to make less, and that of the chimneys he'll freely pull down all over his kingdom in city and town. This tax has continued for many long years, and caused the poor people whole showers of tears, when truly not able their coin to produce, each often received a most horrid abuse from cruel collectors quite void of all grace, who like roaring lions would come to each place, and if disappointed then on them they'd frown. But this chimney money we hope will go down. The tax of these chimneys, when first it was made, it was on good tradesmen and gentry laid, who had store of treasure the same to discharge. But in a short time this did further enlarge, for it being formed by a rich knavish pack, the poor of this kingdom went sorely to rack in every village, nay, city and town. But we are in hopes now this tax will go down. Poor ploughman that labours for sixpence a day was likewise obliged this tax for to pay. And though a poor wife and young children small, and none but his care to maintain them withal, it was but in vain to plead poverty. It was but in vain to plead poverty when they met with those cruel and hard-hearted men, who would with much malice upon the poor frown. But we are in hopes now this tax will go down. There's many that scarce had a groat in the world, but was on the rack of extremity hurled. Like plundering soldiers they'd enter the door, and make a distress on the goods of the poor, while frighted poor children distractedly cried, this nothing abated their insolent pride. With rugged, harsh language upon them they'd frown, yet this heavy tax now we hope will go down. Sometimes a poor labourer works all the week, then hies to the market a dinner to seek, whereas he may purchase a joint of good meat, and this may no sooner be roasted and eat, but straightways the spit may be seized for the tax. Oh, this was enough the poor tradesman to vex, to think that Dame Fortune should thus on him frown. But we are in hopes now this tax will go down. But thanks to the king, who is graciously pleased that every subject in time should be eased from what has been grievous to most in this land, then let us in loyal obedience here stand to him that will study our flourishing peace. Let heavenly blessings be found to increase. love which flows from the heavenly powers above. May blessings attend him wherever he goes, and guard him from all his implacable foes. So here to enjoy a true prosperous reign, then we shall never have cause to complain. His love is as great as his royal renown. For this heavy tax he will freely take down.